Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal advice or sugar and spice. It's naughty.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Sometimes, Mark, I get confused of what day it is. In fact, I only know the days by who I'm looking at on my Zoom each morning. Hey, Lupo.
Hey, Rob. I love Thursdays, so I always know it's a good day when I see your face.
Thursdays. I love Thursdays, too. A little secret, listeners, naughty ears. Thursday is the best night to go out in New York City. If you want to go out in New York City, Monday night's a little quiet. Tuesday night, Wednesday night's a fun night. Thursday night. What is it about Thursdays? Is it because we can all be hungover on Fridays and just pretend to work?
You roll in, you're a little late, but it's all good.
I can't be too messed up early in the week, so I've just got too much to do, but I can survive a hungover Friday. I can. I can't. I hate to do a hungover Tuesday or Wednesday. I feel like I let myself down. But if I'm hungover on a Friday, I'm like, it's nearly the weekend.
Exactly. You take a nap and then you're set for Saturday. Exactly.
That's right. So Thursday night, naughties, when you're in town, that's the night we'll all be going out. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
This story made me scream at the top of the show. So a lip reader, you've heard that right, is revealing what King Charles said to Camilla at the coronation. So the scene was broadcast around the world. It was Charles sitting in his coach alongside Camilla, waiting for the all-clear to enter Westminster Abbey. It was an awkward moment, Mark. They arrived at the Abbey, and then they just sat in the coach for a few minutes. And what was going on was the Waleses, Kate, William, little Princess Charlotte, Louis, not George, because he was not with them. He was a page boy. But the four Waleses were running late. And this forced Charles to sort of wait a little moment, because what was meant to happen is everybody was meant to enter the Abbey before Charles. He's the big star. It's his day. Charles enters last. But because the Waleses were running late, it sort of threw the whole thing off. So as he and Camilla sat rather awkwardly in this carriage for several minutes, it was not 2 seconds, it was several minutes, he leant over and a lip reader told the Daily Mail that he said the following: "I'm worried about time. I mean, it's been longer this time, and well, I mean, look." And then he went on to say, "We can never be on time." Ugh. Yes, this is very negative. There's always something. So he was furious that the Waleses were running late. Now, in their defence, they do have small children. Anybody with children, I don't have children. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get them all out the house, and particularly when they're wearing crowns and tiaras. So it was a lot of work to get them all out. I think the Waleses should have been on time, though. I would have woke up half an hour early to get all those kids ready.
I mean, you have one job. This is the one thing you have to do on this day is be on time, please. But I will say, I mean, Charles, he's been waiting his whole life for this moment, and he could have looked a little less irritated, I have to say.
He looks irritated. He looks so irritated. He looks miserable. Yes. I asked some people that know him. My palace sources are pretty good because I lived in London for so long. I grew up there. And I even have people that I went to school with who now work at the palace. There's a lot of people that work at that palace. And they said it wasn't that he was grumpy, but rather that this was such a big day, such a momentous day for him. He had the worries of the world on his shoulder, and he wanted it all to go really well. And in his mind, this day is about him being anointed king by God. He's a deeply religious man. And so for him, this day wasn't about the carriages or the fancy costumes, the clothes or the jewels, the crowns. This was about him and God having a conversation. And when you think about it like that, I was like, wow, that's heavy. That's a big day.
It is a big day. And there is a lot of pressure, too, when you're thinking about how the whole world is just watching your every moment and every move, including your lips. So I can imagine that there is this intense feeling that most people can't relate to.
Yeah, you can't relate to it. It's such a different type of fame and celebrity. He's arguably one of the most famous people in the world. How are you about being late, Mark? You're always on time. You would not be late.
I'm always on time for work things, but when it comes to my personal life, it's a total disaster. And I'm trying my best to work on it, but it's been really bad.
So, Alex, I know you primarily because we work together. We're friends, but we work together. But at work, you are so buttoned up. Like, you, everything is organized. You go above and beyond. A few times you've produced my segments on morning shows. You've always been right on, like, almost to the point where you're like, wow, that kid is like a little ADD. Like, your attention is like, he doesn't miss anything. Right. But your personal life, what? You're a little late.
I mean, I can be. But what's funny about you, Rob, you are always early. You're not on time. You're early, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes early, which I really love about you. It's a unique quality.
I hate lateness. I don't know. Maybe it's my mum and dad that sort of instilled it into me. But yeah, I get sort of frustrated too when people are late. Miss D can be late.
Oh, yeah.
And I know. Yeah. And she's very casual on times. Like if I say, we'll meet at 6 o'clock. I mean 6 o'clock. Miss D means within the hour of 6. Like, which it's normally within the first half hour, but it's not like quite. Even down to doing the podcast. Like, if we do the podcasts at 7 a.m., within 10 minutes around there, Miss D will log on. I know. It drives me crazy. And I can't be vile because goodness knows, I'm not paying her a lot.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's sort of like a favor everyone's doing me, joining me one day a week. So I can't be too mean about it. But what about you? Are you late? Are you early? Does it drive you crazy? It would drive me particularly crazy if it happened on my coronation day. Let me just be clear about that. That's like keeping the bride waiting. Not good. We want to know what you think about all of this. So, lip readers have revealed that King Charles had some brutal remarks to Camilla while waiting for his coronation. Should he just get over it? Should he just get over it? Enjoy the day. You're about to be the king. There is nothing bad here. This is a really good day. Just relax. Just relax. Or no, is he absolutely right? It's his day. This is terrible. They shouldn't have kept him. Wait him. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Loopy. What are you working on?
Rob, I have a concerning Britney Spears update for you. Okay, so Britney Spears has been guzzling energy drinks and staying awake for three consecutive days, according to a new report. I know, it's not good. So the singer allegedly loves Red Bull and other caffeinated beverages nonstop. And sources claim that Spears drinks so much caffeine that she will sometimes stay up for days at a time. Now, Rob, celebrity rehab host Dr. Drew Pinsky said that people who struggle with their mental health crave that high that caffeinated drinks provide them. And a new TMZ report is claiming that Britney Spears has been physical with her husband and their marriage is in deep trouble. What do you think?
I'm hearing that too. So my sources, I tread really carefully on Britney. We like Britney and we're a positive podcast, but we're an accurate podcast. Mm-hmm. We're not Pollyanna here. We tell the truth. As I like to say, we are a pinch, not a punch. Right. And I think that's been really the success of this show. But Britney's in trouble. Like, she's always going to have difficulties. Mm-hmm. We know about her mental health struggles. They don't just suddenly go away. She's going to struggle her entire life. I was very worried when the conservatorship ended. Mm. Not because I didn't want it to end. I wanted it to end, but I wanted a new framework set up where she could thrive. And I wasn't sure that her husband Sam had those resources. Mm. I wasn't sure that Britney had those resources, that right state of mind herself. So I'd love somebody to be helping Britney. And I think all of that has gone away. So as bad as her dad might have been, there were certainly some guardrails, some safety wheels on the bike. Now they're off, and it's that Britney's riding solo. She's doing this herself, and some people would argue she's a grown woman, she's made all that money, it's up to her to make those choices, and I agree with that argument. Other people would argue, gosh, she does have profound mental health issues and does need some sort of support. What do we do with people who have enough resources that they can do stuff by themselves? If this was anybody else, if this wasn't Britney Spears, this would be a very different story. Yeah. But because she's so wealthy and powerful, she can be by herself. And I wish there was some sort of solution, Mark, and there isn't. And that's why this conversation is so difficult, mm-hmm. because there is no solution. If I said, like, hire a really good manager, she'll fire right. them. If I said, get a really supportive husband, she has one. Like, it's just so difficult. Have you ever dealt with people with mental health issues? One of my sister struggles, and it's always difficult. It's never going to be easy.
Of course, and I think that's the million-dollar question. What do you do, and how do you help? Mm. And this is a crisis that's plaguing the whole country and the world, really. It's not just Britney Spears, but, you know, we see this on a grand scale. I really deeply worry for her, because her family is, they're estranged, and she doesn't have many people in her corner. And if Sam, you know, it leaves, I'm not sure who's there for her. That really worries me.
Yes. There's nobody there. We saw it at the wedding. I mean, I get Madonna turns up and other celebrities, but they're not really her friends. No. Drew Barrymore was there, and Drew said she doesn't really know her. They met on DM, on Instagram. And so there's nobody around her. We've followed Britney for a long time as reporters, as fans even. And you know when you see someone who has a really tight inner circle, when you have that support system. Mm-hmm. Britney has nobody, and Sam is working really hard to be everything, to be a husband, a best friend, a lover, a dad, a brother, and it's an impossible job, and he's not going to make it. I hear the marriage is in real trouble, and he's the one that's making sure that it's not over. Yeah. If this has been up to Britney, my sources are saying it would have ended a while ago. Oh, I hate doing these stories. We have to do them. We have to keep you up to speed on them all. Plus, TMZ is coming out with, I'm told, a devastating documentary about what has happened to her life since her intervention was cancelled in February. Lots of stuff going on there. I can't wait to see it. In a weird way. I have no joy in this. It's not like I'm looking forward to it, but what a story. Okay, moving along. This is adorable. Kate Middleton has revealed my favourite, little Louis's name. Aww. Louis reminds me of you, Mark.
Does he?
I know. He's just so naughty, but he's so cute. But he's just so naughty. You would be the one to stick your tongue out and misbehave if we were...
Yes, absolutely.
Doris, your mum's listening, and she's like, here's Louis. So we know his nickname. So the five-year-old was on his first royal engagement after the coronation on Monday, and the Princess of Wales, that's Kate, she called him Lubbock. Oh. That's his name. So he was roasting marshmallows, and she said, pop the skewers on the fire, Lubug. Aww. Isn't that lovely? And then she also said, you must say thank you. He was handed some schmores, and so she told him to say thank you. We know that Charlotte's name is Lottie. Uh-huh. That's adorable, isn't it? But we also know that Kate sometimes calls Charlotte Poppet. And George, he's rumoured to be nicknamed PG, which is Prince George. Aww. PG. Which name would you rather have? Would you like PG? Would you like Lottie? Or would you like Lubug?
I would like a Loopy Lubug, I think.
A Loopy Lubug. Did you have a nickname by your mom and dad?
I did. They would call me all different things. Marky, Woof. The list was on and on, but I love a nickname. I think it's endearing.
I love a nickname. I didn't really have one. I was Robert when they were cross. I was Rob when they were not cross. And so I know when they said Robert. Well, I was in trouble. And I was in trouble quite a lot. Okay, moving along. We might have a new celebrity couple. I'm intrigued by this, but I'm not totally convinced.
Same. Okay, so after Tom Cruise and Shakira were photographed hanging out together over the weekend, sources are saying he is extremely interested in pursuing her and that there's chemistry. Mm-hmm. So we know Cruise is 60 and he's single, and Shakira's 46, and she just split from her longtime boyfriend, who is now with the woman he was alleged to be having an affair with.
Oh, it was
very messy. But sources are saying that Shakira needs a soft pillow to fall on, and that Tom could be that guy. He's a nice-looking guy, and he's talented.
Who talks like that? Know. A soft pillow.
He's not a soft pillow.
What friend says that? I'd say Mark needs a little bit of sex, and that's why he's with Tom Cruise. That's what I'd say.
A lot of sex.
Mark wants to date the biggest movie star in the world. If there was rumors about you and Tom and somebody called me for off-the-record quotes, right, I'd be like, Mark's very randy. Mark likes the thought of Mission Impossible. Like, that's what I'd say.
I mean, the one thing I will say about this coupling is that he's 5'7" and she's 5'2", and I kind of love that he can be, you know, he can have that height difference. Where he can...
The height makes me laugh. They bumped into each other at a event in Miami. I think it was the Grand Prix in Miami. They both like speed and sports cars. She's been based in Miami for a long time, so that's like her home there too. And so any big event in Miami, if you're the publicist, you're going to invite Shakira, you're going to invite J-Lo, you're going to invite Shakira, all those people, Gloria Estefan, all those people based in Miami get an invite to every event in Miami. This is a massive, massive several-day event. So she was at one of the events. She was in the VIP section, and Tom Cruise turned up, and he was in the VIP section too, and they started talking, which celebrities do. We've been at these events, Mark. We've been in VIP areas where celebrities think they know each other. They don't. But there's sort of this weird thing where when you're famous, you think everybody else that is famous is your friend. Madonna's talked about this. She said it's so weird. And we all get put together in like a VIP room and we don't know each other. We've got nothing in common. We've got nothing to say apart from the fact we're famous. And so I think these two sort of did hit it off. Like, it wasn't just a hello and a photograph. And normally a photographer runs over and takes a picture of the two of them immediately. Right. And then, like, I've been backstage at the Grammys and the Oscars. They just do these pictures together, but they don't know each other. It's not like you take a picture with a friend. I am told they did speak for a little longer than people thought they would, and maybe they did hit it off. I'm not sure if there was like chemistry there. The other thing too, we have to be honest about this. Tom Cruise is a devout Scientologist. Yes. And so he's not going to date Shakira unless she has some interest in becoming a Scientologist. Yes. And I'm not sure she does. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm a shooter with our dear friend, Loopy Lou Bug. Loopy Lou Bug. Okay, let's get to our poll question of the day. Yesterday, we talked about the royal family wondering why Harry even bothered to go to the coronation. Mark, he was there less than 24 hours. It's a really long flight. What is it, like 11 hours? 12? It's really long. New York to London's about 7 hours. You got to add on another 6 to fly all the way across country. So LA to New York, New York to London. It's a really long flight. And he was there. I think he spent more time in the air than he did on the ground in London. Was it worth it? Let's have a look. Controversial. 55% said yes. It's not that high, but a lot of people are saying in the comments he couldn't win. He had to go. It's his dad's coronation. Had he not gone, we all would have been outraged. He did go, and now we're criticizing him. I think I agree. I don't know if Harry could win here.
No, he can't, but I'm glad he went. I think that was the right move. And if he didn't go, that would be the end. That would be the end.
You gotta go. Yeah, my dad's not doing so well, and I'm going over to London in 3 weeks, just in case. It's going to be one of those trips. Could be the last time I see him. And so, like, I was on the fence about it, so I was like, oh, maybe he'll get a bit better, or maybe his health will take... And I'm not taking that risk. I'm not taking that risk. I'm going to go over. You've got to show up in life. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now... It's time for our noisiest of the day.
It's Tom Holland.
Oh, he's so adorable.
I love him. He's so cute. So Tom Holland revealed that he's been sober for 1 year and 4 months, Rob.
Wow.
No, he said that learning about mental health and the power of it and speaking to my psychiatrist has been something that has been so informative to my own life. I'm no stranger to the physical aspects of the job while doing this movie action thing, but he did say that the mental aspect beat him up and that he was looking to kind of recover and get back into it.
Wow, that's so interesting. I'm quite good at the physicality of being me, of getting up, of turning up on time, thank you very much, of doing the work. But only recently have I become aware of the mental aspect of our jobs and how important that is. And now I spend an hour a day, whether it be going for a walk or just turning off my phone and listening to some music. Mm-hmm. I have an hour each day that really is like the mental gym for me. Like I'd go to the gym or go work out, and you do that for like an hour a day, and you know it's important, maybe not every day, but 3 or 4 days a week. Now I try to give my mind the same attention, Mark. How are you on looking after your mental
health? Yeah, no, I work out, I meditate, I go to a therapist. I'm very much invested in it because, like, we do these kind of heavy stories and you kind of take on, you know, all this information constantly. It can be overwhelming. So it definitely is important to unplug.
Right, it can be overwhelming. Look after
yourself,
your mental health, everybody. Listen, I noticed today, naughty. Priyanka Chopra, I love saying that name, doesn't give an F about Nick Jonas's dating history. So she said, I don't read my book backwards. I believe going forward to the next chapters is the only way. He's been linked, her husband, Nick Jonas, with some really big stars, including Selena Gomez, lots of A-list celebrities. And she said, don't care. She said that she Googled him one night and saw his video close, and she thought that body deserves at least a date. And so after watching his hot video, she went on a date with him. He does look good in that video. She doesn't care about his exes. Gosh, I wish I could be that good about it.
Me too.
I'm not that good. I'm going to pretend I'm that good. Like, I don't care. It's in the past. It doesn't upset me. It does.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I would be upset. And she probably is too.
Bruce had a famous boyfriend before me who's, I know, really successful.
What?
And I see him all the time in movies. He was in a TV show for a long time. And I know. And I even like, oh my goodness, he played Broadway. We went to see the play. And I just sat there torturing myself for 2 hours. Like, he's cuter than I am, he's richer than I am, he's funnier, he's got a better bum than me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what am I doing? He's sitting next to me, not you.
Exactly.
And so, no, it's complicated. Priyanka Chopra. Mm. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Really simple one today, but it's really important. One positive thought at a time is the only way you're going to win the game of life. Have a positive thought, and then another one, and then another one. And if you get a negative thought, rip it out like a weed, but you've got to plant a positive thought in its place. If you rip out the weed and you don't replace it, the weed grows back. So the secret to success is ripping out the weed and putting something else in its place. Rip out the negative thought and plant a positive thought and watch it grow. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Beep, beep.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.